This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Allow us to express our gratitude and greetings to each of you, and to remind you once again that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information, and that you once again will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly does exist for you to view in this way. It is a situation that we would recommend that you become involved in now, though it is simply a suggestion, and the choice to become involved in that interaction is yours absolutely. Now, we spoke to you about utilizing the alteration of your consciousness as an aid in assisting you to experience, if you wish, the awareness of your consciousness in other particular areas of your so-called universe or Earth system, or as well to assist you in experiencing realities that you're involved in, that you're creating in other incarnational periods, if you wish, in other time periods, be they your so-called past or your future, regardless. Altering your consciousness can utilize a technique that will assist you in achieving success in those particular types of activities. We would suggest that if you were going to become involved in those types of activities, that it can be of great assistance if you would be specific in what it is that you're attempting to achieve. Understand what it is that you desire. You see, you can enter into a meditative state and an altered state of consciousness if you wish, for a various number of reasons. It can be because you have this desire to be involved in or to be aware of other existences, realities that you're involved in. It can be that you desire to experience once again your consciousness in other areas of the so-called Earth system or universe that you create and are a part of. It can be for the purposes of your experiencing the consciousness that exists throughout your entire physical being. It can be for a multitude of reasons, be it simple relaxation or because you are working on various issues that you're involved in your day-to-day activity. So, understanding what it is that you desire to achieve can assist you in achieving success in these types of interactions, in this alteration of your consciousness in a meditative state. When you understand what it is that you desire, you enter into that meditative state and you have these certain issues that you wish to deal with, that you like to be involved in or experience. We would suggest that utilizing your imagination can as well be of assistance in achieving greater success in these particular activities. utilizing your imagination in a manner where you attempt to experience all of the senses and the awareness of the senses that you possess. The more you utilize your senses, the more you utilize your imagination, the more real it will appear and the more success that you are likely to experience. Utilize your imagination. Many times in that altered state of consciousness, in a meditative state, it can be beneficial for you to go through various steps to reach a certain point where you begin to alter the process in order to have achievement in different areas. Being, for example, in a very calm, welcoming setting when you first enter into a meditative state can assist you in going deeper into that meditative state, in eliminating the day-to-day activities that are continuously bombarding your mind and attempting to influence the reality that you're experiencing, and then entering into some type of a very safe area. Be whatever it is that it works for you, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you would consider to be a very safe and desirable experience. A safe place. Again, assist you in that altering of the consciousness. And once again, utilize the imagination. Make it as real in your so-called meditative state as what it might appear to be in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Feel it, touch it, smell it, hear the sounds, make it real. From a safe spot, many times it can be of assistance if you allow your consciousness to once again become more altered, to experience an even deeper state of altered consciousness if you wish. Be it by simply sitting in this safe place that you're experiencing, and in that safe place feeling warm and comfortable and entering into once again another altered state of consciousness or meditative state, or perhaps sleeping in the safe place, so that when you awake, your consciousness is once again into a more removed, if you wish, state of consciousness from this awakened conscious state, while maintaining awareness of what it is that you're experiencing. And from that position, continuing to utilize your imagination for whatever it is that you desire to experience, to accomplish in that particular altered state of consciousness, be it something that might have to do with your so-called experiencing other time realities that you're involved in, or of that once again experiencing your consciousness in other areas of your so-called earth system, or it may be that you wish to work on issues that you are experiencing in your day-to-day activities. You may have various health issues, you may have various relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and understanding what the beliefs are can be influenced by what it is that you think and feel, the choices and decisions that you make, by the attitudes that you spontaneously experience. And through these altered states of consciousness, you can get an understanding of what the belief is, and you have the opportunity to alter it. And by utilizing your imagination, you can influence the reality that you experience in that altered state of consciousness. And then through your expectation, you can bring it back into this so-called awakened consciousness state, into this illusionary reality that you experience, so that you can alter it, so that you can change it, so that you can have what it is that you desire. And so utilize your imagination. Be specific in what it is that you are attempting to alter or to bring into this so-called awakened consciousness state, or what it is that you desire to experience. Be it once again an alteration in your so-called experiences in time, or whether it is that experiencing your consciousness in other areas of your so-called reality. You can as well from that state. If it is your intent, and if you choose to be involved in that type of activity, continuously put aside all of the realities and all of the illusions that you are creating and experiencing in that whole state of consciousness. And you can put aside all of these creations that you're involved in, as you would put aside your thoughts when you begin to enter into the meditative state or in that altered state of consciousness, utilizing whatever technique it is that works for you. And you could go deeper. And many times it becomes beneficial for you to once again go through various stages of altering your consciousness, be it involved in some type of passageway through a door or through some staircase, whatever technique you find desirable, whatever works, whatever your imagination is the best able to accomplish, that you can experience once again it through feeling it and touching it and sensing it. And it alters your consciousness even farther while maintaining your awareness. And you can put it aside. And you continuously put it aside, and you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And from that particular level of consciousness, when you put it aside, you can indeed begin to experience the feelings, the emotions of who and what you truly are. You can get a feeling and a glimpse of the unconditional love that you truly are. And it's an experience. It's not like some words that are going to explode into your mind and you're going to suddenly hear the voices or the message or the understanding, but rather it's an experience. You continuously put it aside, and put it aside until you become overwhelmed with the experience, with the emotions and feelings of self and love and of unconditional love. And you begin to get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And many times, when an entity reaches that particular level of consciousness, it becomes much easier for you to come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state with an awareness and an understanding. At some level, you have connected with that spark of consciousness that you are, and of that awareness and that connection with that absolute and unconditional love that you are. And from that understanding comes as well the greater understanding of the influence that your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs, your choices and your decisions have upon this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Many times, when one has that particular experience, when one makes that connection, one's perception of what this reality is and one's perception of what one believed was important in your so-called awakened consciousness state undergoes a dramatic change and an alteration. As you begin to grasp the concept of who and what you truly are, as it was once important or that you thought was an important aspect of your existence is no longer that important. And your whole perspective of your reality and what it is that you desire in your reality can alter and change. When we first interacted with you in this incarnational period that so many of your so-called years ago were suggested, that when you embark upon that particular journey, that once you know, once you grasp the understanding, you cannot go back. You cannot simply brush it aside and say it doesn't exist. When you bring it from your subconsciousness into your consciousness, the understanding and the concept and the glimpse of who and what you truly are, you cannot go back. And once again, as we have suggested many times, it will change your entire outlook on this particular incarnational period and on your existence in this vibrational level and this creation process and this reality that you experience. From your so-called awakened consciousness perspective, that seems like a very fascinating and a very desirable journey. But once again, as we have suggested, you cannot go back. When you make that journey, you cannot return and begin to put aside the understanding not only of who and what you truly are, but the responsibility for the reality you're experiencing. It becomes very difficult to believe that others are in control of or influencing your reality. It becomes very difficult to believe that another is in control of some other entity, or guides or angels are influencing or controlling your reality. You give up that comfort zone and you begin to accept the responsibility, which is not always a particularly easy acceptance, particularly if the reality you're experiencing in this incarnational period is one that you view as being less than desirable. You cannot go back. You cannot put aside the understanding of who and what you truly are. The flip side is, until you accept the responsibility for the reality that you experience in this new age and new energy, it will be difficult for you to create the desired reality that you hold as being so important. If you don't accept the responsibility for your reality, if you continue to believe that you're not in control, that once again is not right or wrong, but you will create realities to validate the belief that you're not in control. The choice is yours. Absolutely. And no matter what choice you make, it's not right or wrong. There is no judgment. This is not a fail or a past situation. You cannot fail. You absolutely cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. There is no test that you must pass. There is no particular reality that you must experience. There are no lessons that must be learned, and that you choose to put in place. The lessons, the limitations, unless you choose to put in place the tests. It's your reality. It's your choice. And it's your creation. And you not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Timetable, our higher self, has a time, time, and I mean that's an illusionary event, I understand, but consciously we seem so disconnected with how we would really like things to play out.
It comes back to the basics. Time is an illusion. It's not like you must progress so that you must have a particular time, or that there is at some point going to be a greater understanding. This is not a right or wrong, pass or fail, good or bad situation, but whether you exist in a vibrational level where you put in place, the electromagnetic type of energy, the veil, if you wish, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You have, to a certain extent, altered that energy or altered that veil that would allow you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. But nonetheless, the veil continues to exist. And so, as long as you continue to exist within this vibrational level, as long as you choose to remain within this vibrational level, you will exist through your choice, through the limitations of the so-called veil, of that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's not a task that one must progress. It's not a caste that one must learn something. It's not a caste that one must become somehow more evolved or enlightened or whatever terminology you wish to apply. But rather, it's a choice that's been made and continuously made, and that you will so-called make in your future, as long as you exist in this vibrational level, to operate within the limitations of the veil. This is not a right or wrong concept. It's a choice, and it's a rather unique situation that you're involved in that we are very interested in for the opportunity to experience, to some extent, the intensity of those emotions and feelings as a result of that veil. But it's really that simple. It's not something that you must learn. It's not that somehow you can put that veil completely aside. But rather, it's a situation that you choose to be involved in. You see, that's what's so important. It's a situation that you choose to be involved in. It's not something that you must learn. You cannot fail in this situation. You cannot reach a point where, through some time and some effort, you can suddenly become more evolved. You are all that is. You can, if you go within inside, as we have suggested, get an awareness of who and what you truly are. But to bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state the understanding of that awareness and the understanding of the complete utilization of the methods by which you create this reality is not possible. Through your choice. Through your choice. You see, when you had that understanding in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you would no longer be existing in this vibrational level. We have suggested that it would be impossible for you in your awakened consciousness state, in that limited amount that you allow yourself to understand, to hold within your so-called knowledge, within your capacity of understanding of the entire creation process that you're involved in. And should someone ever reach anywhere near that capacity, you would most certainly consider them to be absolutely insane, not capable of functioning within your limitations that you choose to put in place, that you choose to sustain, and that you choose to exist within. So this is not a situation where, by taking certain steps, that one will somehow become more evolved. Absolutely not. You are as evolved as you're going to be. What it is the opportunity, should you choose, and even if you don't choose, to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. The irony of it is that as a human consciousness, and it becomes very difficult for you to grasp that concept, as a human consciousness, you have agreed to alter the energy. You have agreed to alter the veil that makes up this entire vibrational level that you exist in. And as a result of that alteration, your thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you make, will influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in the past. Then you can be aware of that particular activity, and by being aware and by utilizing various techniques, you can have a greater impact on creating a reality that you may find more desirable. But nonetheless, whether you choose to be aware or not, that alteration exists. It's like in your so-called past, whether you choose to believe that you're creating your reality or not, it really doesn't alter the fact that you are. And so in this new age and new energy, it's not like you must progress in order to consciously influence the reality. It is, you will influence the reality in a manner, once again, that's been more difficult in your past, through the choices and decisions that you make, through the thoughts and feelings that you hold, through your beliefs and your attitudes, which are going to be much easier for you to understand and to manipulate than they were in your so-called past. But you will do that whether you believe it or not. It's not a case that, well, I must accomplish certain things in order to have that experience, but rather that experience exists for each of you, and it's there. To be aware of it, to be aware of it and to attempt to consciously, through your thoughts and feelings, be aware of how you're influencing your reality. That's a choice that you can make, and a choice that will allow you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. But again, if you don't make the choice, then you will create the reality by default, but nonetheless, still, by being influenced from your conscious thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions in a manner that once again has been very difficult in your past. So it's not a case of learning. It's not a case of how can I accomplish this, but rather it's a task that at some level each of you involved in this creation process have agreed to alter the energy and have agreed to alter to a certain extent the creation process. It's an agreement at a human conscious level. It's a human consciousness consensus of which you are one. You are not separate. That's the difficult concept to grasp. That's the experience that you can have if you go inside and experience the emotions and feelings of the oneness, of the unconditional love, and of the sense that you are all that is, that you are one. When we speak of the human consciousness belief system, it's a oneness belief system. It's a consensus of the human consciousness that exists within your vibrational level. The explanation is not possible through the utilization of this limited vocabulary. Because you see, when we speak of a oneness, then it gives the impression that you are not separate. And when we speak of it being separate, then it gives the impression that you are not one. You are all that is. You are one, and yet you are separate. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. For you see, to be nothing is also to be all that is. And to be all that is to be nothing. To be one is a combination of all of the consciousness in your vibrational level. And yet to suggest that you are not separate is to suggest that you have no individual capacity for will, for choices, for decisions, for imagination. And yet it's really not that way. It defies explanation. It's an experience that you can have, but you cannot explain. You don't have to grow. You don't have to become somehow more advanced. You can utilize various methods or techniques that can assist you in this conscious creation process. But the utilization of that technique or that method is based more upon what you believe in a method or a technique than it is in the method or technique itself. So we hesitate to tell you that if you do this and this and this, this is what you can accomplish. Because if you don't believe it, it won't work for you. It can be as simple or as complicated as you wish to be. It really doesn't matter. We used to jokingly say that if you got out of bed and put your right sock on first and then your left one, you could have more success than if you do it the other way. What do you believe? Either way, it will work. What do you believe? And it's really that simple. The method or the technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or the technique. If you believe putting your right sock on first will assist you in creating your reality, then go for it. Because if you truly believe it, it can work for you. The method or technique is not nearly as important as what you believe in the method or technique. And so it is that conscious creation. And utilizing conscious creation, whatever method or technique you utilize, be it through our suggested alteration of your consciousness, or be it by some utilization of some type of wide awake consciousness concept, method or technique, be it some type of continuous affirmation, or be it some type of holding in your particular part of your conscious thought, an idea on a continual basis with the belief that it can come into being. It doesn't matter. If that's what you believe will work, then we suggest that you utilize it. The method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. And if you begin to believe that you must go through some type of a growth system, or that there must be some type of passage of time in order to accomplish a particular type of reality experience, and that's what you have. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are already there. You are already there. But see, that's the irony. Each of you are already there. You create this reality that you experience. You are already there. Understanding what you believe, altering your beliefs, will absolutely guaranteed alter your reality. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. If I could ask a follow-up question. We seem to have in our society at this time certain entertainers that are able to perform what we would almost call supernatural tricks, to put that word in quotation. Is that a case? I mean, we've had this probably is in our memories, people doing things like this through trickery. It would almost seem like some of these are beyond just sheer trickery. Is that a case that they, in their belief system, have reached the point where they realize that this is possible and they believe that therefore they can create those types of tricks, such as passing objects through and themselves through other objects, cards, going through plate glass windows, etc.?
It's an illusion. Your whole existence in your vibrational level is an illusion. Now, you have in your so-called past history had entities who accomplished similar types of feats, and you had a tendency to put them up on a pedestal. and even go to the point where you refer to them as being gods or godlike entities or individuals. The irony of it is, at that particular time, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space, those entities would have told you time and again that what they did, what they understood in their creation process, was available to each of you. It was not something that was unique to one individual. What they could do, you could do also. You have, in this new age and new energy, once again, the capacity to create a reality through your consciousness in a manner that's been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. And in your past, when individuals had that type of success in their creation process, once again, you had a tendency to put them up upon a pedestal and refer to them as being somehow superior to others. Now you're beginning to look at it and say, well, these individuals definitely have accomplished some type of creation process that's difficult. But now you're beginning to look at it and suggest that it's possible for others to accomplish that type of creation process as well. What do you believe? You see, in order for someone to utilize and to accomplish types of feats that you're referring to, it's necessary for the participants in that particular creation process to be involved. We've suggested time and time again that when you're involved in an interaction with other entities, it's not an accident that one is there creating or controlling or running the show, if you wish, and the others are simply spectators. All agree to participate. All agree to be involved in that particular type of a situation. And so when one seemingly creates these feats that are unbelievable, it's important to understand that everyone involved in that entire process is responsible for the outcome of that particular interaction. One individual who is seemingly in control in your awakened consciousness state is perhaps more aware in the awakened consciousness state of the ability to influence this reality. Others in their so-called altered state of consciousness are participating in and altering that reality as much as the one who seems to believe in their awakened consciousness state that they can succeed in that type of alteration. Is it possible? Absolutely. It's an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And as you enter into this new age and new energy, for those who can grasp that understanding, then that ability to have that type of experience is much more profound and much more available to them from an awake consciousness state. But once again, it's important to understand that each and every entity involved in that entire activity is as responsible as the one who seemingly is in control. Seemingly in control is exactly what it says, seemingly in control. All others participate in the creation process. When you are involved in that type of a situation, and when all of the entities are of a like mind, all believe that it's possible, then indeed it enhances the possibility of that experience occurring in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Is it difficult? What do you believe? Each of you has experienced situations where certain individuals can take seemingly absolutely solid material and manipulate it like it was a very soft piece of putty. It's an alteration of what you believe. Is it possible? Absolutely. Does it require some type of superhuman strength in order to accomplish that? Absolutely not. You'll see individuals doing that and exercising and displaying absolutely no strength at all in order to accomplish that alteration of a seemingly, absolutely solid object. Ironically, the success of that particular activity, once again, is greatly enhanced when all of the entities involved participate in and believe that it's possible. Many individuals involved in those interactions will be involved in a similar group as what we are experiencing here on this afternoon. And as a result, experience great success. And yet when they step outside of that group, they're looked upon as being somehow a fraud. It's looked upon as being some type of an impossibility by other entities who don't hold similar beliefs. But as you enter into this new age and new energy, it's becoming more and more possible for entities to have that type of creation process, even when they're involved by what in their awakened consciousness state seem to be entities who don't believe. But you see, it's at the human consciousness level that you have agreed to become involved in this type of creation process, where you have altered the veil, so to speak, where you have altered the energy. And so, while in your awakened consciousness state, you may not have as many participants or believers, if you wish, as you might have had or required in your so-called past in order to accomplish the same type of success in those particular type of experiments or creation processes. Nonetheless, at the subconscious level, at the human consciousness level, all are participating, all have agreed that it's possible for you to create and to influence your creation from a conscious position in a manner that's been very difficult to accomplish in the past. And so you see these seemingly advanced or somehow more accomplished creators doing what seems to be almost impossible feats, and others experiencing it in complete disbelief. And yet once again, from your level of consciousness from which you create this reality, you have agreed that it will be possible for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. And so you are seeing entities who have many times entered into this vibrational level, bringing with them the understanding of their capacity to consciously influence the reality, bringing with them beliefs that they put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in your so-called between incarnational states, that it's possible for them to consciously influence the reality. You see, time and space are illusionary. That's the difficulty of understanding and grasping this concept of this new age and new energy, is that in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that there's been a passage of time, because it makes it more real. And as we've suggested many times, it's an illusion. And so these entities that are having this ability and this capacity are influencing a reality from your so-called past. In other words, being born into this new age and new energy, perhaps 30 or 40 of your years ago before this transition even began. But nonetheless, time and space are illusionary. And so they hold within them this capacity, this understanding, that they can indeed influence the reality from a conscious stack, from an awake consciousness stack, in a manner that's once again been difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. And as a result of that understanding, and as a result as well of all of the entities participating in that creation process, whether they at their awakened consciousness level understand it or not, they have at the subconscious level agreed to participate in the creation process and have agreed once again to alter the energy that allows that particular activity or that creation process to occur. And so yes, it's entirely possible for you to experience realities and to experience phenomena that was very difficult, not impossible, but very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. You are, in this new age and new energy, being involved in other activities that seem to be what you might refer to as metaphysical or paranormal or whatever terminology you wish to utilize to identify these seemingly mystical interactions and practices. You are perhaps at a level that's not been experienced in your so-called past, becoming involved more and more in entities who are interacting with others at a telepathic level. Entities who have the capacity to seemingly, for lack of a better terminology, read your mind. That exists for each of you. It's not a difficult task to accomplish if you believe, particularly in this new age and new energy. What is difficult to accomplish is to predict your future. You have in your so-called past had what you referred to as prophets, individuals, entities who had the ability to seemingly predict what was going to occur far into your future. And those entities forecast the terminology or the termination rather of your so-called incarnational period and this particular time period, in this particular year, if you wish. Because you see, it's at this particular time period, if you utilize this belief in time and space, when you had at one time agreed, if you wish to use that terminology, to terminate, to end this incarnational period, to end this vibrational level. As we have suggested in the past, you altered that. And rather than end the physical existence, you chose instead to alter the makeup of the energy and enter into what we have referred to as the new age and new energy. And as a result of that alteration in this new age and new energy, it becomes impossible to predict your future, because you can influence your future in a manner that's been very difficult to influence in the past. You see, in the past, many times you entered into a lifetime and you brought into that lifetime basic beliefs and belief systems. You chose what it was that was the opportunity for you to experience certain realities in that incarnational period. And you even went to the great extent for your scientists to be able to discover all of these particular possibilities of storing it in your so-called DNA. And as a result of storing it in the DNA, you could, by influencing the energy that surrounds the DNA, turn it from a possibility into a probability, and you could have that experience in a lifetime. Well, in this new age and new energy, there's been a very different concept that's been evolving and coming into effect, and that is the capacity and the possibility to, from the conscious creation process, alter and actually change the DNA, something that was very difficult in your past. And as a result of that capacity to alter the DNA and to alter many of the beliefs or belief systems that you chose in a so-called altered state of consciousness in the between incarnational state, as a result of that alteration, it becomes impossible to predict your future. We have been asked many times to give predictions and we hesitate. We may give a prediction based upon beliefs, and we always clarified by saying, based upon the belief that you have at this particular time, you may have this experience in your so-called future. But for those who have been involved in our interactions through this incarnational period, you will also find that our predictions were never very far into the future. We're always within a very, very short period of time, like maybe a day or two of your so-called physical time calculations. Because you see, it's impossible to predict your future in this new age and new energy when you can alter your beliefs and your belief systems from a conscious state in a manner that's been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. And so in your past it was relatively easy to read one's mind, to, if you wish, enter into one's psychic and to tap into the beliefs that one held, and as a result of the understanding of those beliefs have some part of success in predicting what one may or may not experience in your so-called future. Particularly on certain issues that were involved, for example, around physical attributes that you could experience, such as certain health issues or certain interactions that one would have with another. As you enter into this new age and new energy, the capacity to read one's mind, if you wish, the capacity to telepathically interact with another is as available as it has always been. But the ability to accurately predict your future is not possible. It's not possible because you can influence your reality. You can alter your beliefs and belief systems, even some of those beliefs that you chose in your so-called between incarnational periods, in a manner that, once again, that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. And as a result of that capacity and that ability, predictions of your future are not possible. It becomes very difficult to accurately predict. And yet many entities are involved in that interaction and enjoy the interaction. And if you enjoy it, and if you believe it, and if you believe that someone can predict your future, and if you wish to hold in your so-called belief system that that's what will occur, understand that it's you that's making the prediction. That it's you that is creating the reality, and it's your belief systems that are influencing what it is that you experience in your day-to-day activities. It's you expressing what it is that you believe, and you have the capacity to alter your beliefs and belief systems from a conscious point of view that has once again been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past. The answers are within inside. We have suggested many, many times, if you wish to understand who and what you truly are, go within inside. If you wish to get a true glimpse of how you create this reality, go within inside. If you wish to have the influence and to understand what your beliefs are, go within inside. The answers are within inside. The knowledge of your so-called universe is available to each of you. You have but to believe. You have but to search, and that search is within inside. You will not find it written in a book. You will not find it by listening to some tape or by attending some seminar. You must go within inside. The answers that you seek are within inside each of you. And each of you has that capacity to go within inside and to reach that understanding and to attain that knowledge. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thanks very much.
Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you once again for offering us this opportunity. And we look forward to the next opportunity when we can interact and share with each of you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until we meet again, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.